Chapter 18. Assassinations. Chade Falstar, a personal advisor to King Shrood, made an extensive study of forging during the period just preceding the Red Ship Wars. From his tablets, we have the following.
"Always I have been your second son. Behind Chivalry, with his beauty, strength, and wisdom, and now behind Regal, with his cleverness and charm and airs, I know you think he would be a better king to follow after you than I. I do not always disagree with you. I was born second, and raised to be second. I had always believed my place would be behind the throne, not upon it."
Shrood stood and stared at the door for some moments. Then he passed his hand across his eyes, rubbing them. But for weariness or tears or just a bit of dust, I could not tell. He looked about the room, frowning when his eyes encountered me, as if I were a thing puzzlingly out of place. Then, as if recalling why I was there, he observed dryly,
"Well, that went well, didn't it? Still and all, a way must be found, and when Verdi rides to claim his bride, you will go with him."
"If you wish, my king," I said quietly.
"I do."
He cleared his throat, then turned to look out his window again.
"The princess has a single sibling."
Chade sighed.
"I think he uses them as I would carrier pigeons. He has sent them out to the towers, and he uses them to convey warnings to his soldiers, and to receive from them sightings of ships. But the task of defending the coast he trusts to no one else. Others, he tells me, would be too inexperienced. They might betray themselves to those they skilled. I do not understand, but I know he cannot continue much longer. I pray for the end of summer, for winter storms to blow the red ships home. Would there was someone to spell him at this work. I fear it will consume him."